It's time to stop making excuses. The peace of mind you get after a colonoscopy is worth it. It's the best way to prevent and detect one of the deadliest cancers. In fact, your doctor can remove precancerous polyps during the procedure if necessary. That's right, before it even turns to cancer. No buts about it. Get a colonoscopy at 45 and follow up every 10 years or as recommended by your doctor. Find a location or schedule now at avera.org/colon.
98FM. Now that's what I call sport podcast.
Ireland getting ready for a Rugby World Cup quarter-final against either back-to-back world champions New Zealand or South Africa after yesterday's bonus point win over Samoa in Japan. And Nathan was watching it, and a good win for Joe Schmidt's team.
It certainly was. They certainly convincingly dispatched Samoa in the final pool game, cementing their place in the quarterfinals of the Rugby World Cup. Tries from Rory Best, Tuig Furlong, Jordan Larmour, CJ Stander, Andrew Conway, and two from Johnny Sexton handed Schmidt's man a welcome boost. There was some controversy that was Bundyaki was sent off for a high tackle, which he would find it rather hard to argue with, but overall it was a very, very promising performance.
Yeah, and a really good photo as well of Bundyaki praying with some Samoan players on the pitch after the match, which is just... You know, you think they want to kick the crap out of each other during the match, and then once the match is over, because they're of the same religion, they'll pray together, which is something. It was just an unbelievable photo. If you haven't seen it, you'll be able to find it online. It's well worth a look. Now, ex-Lions, Leinster and Ireland man Shane Byrne will be along in just a moment. But first, let's get some reaction from the Ireland camp. Our Owen Sheehan has been chatting to Andrew Porter and Luke McGrath.
How are you feeling after that? It's been an interesting couple of weeks, but it seems that was probably your best performance yet.
Yeah, possibly. So it was a difficult one when we went down to 14 men, but... I thought we actually reacted really well when Bundy got sent off. So, you know, we came together as a team and, you know, finished the game. Yeah, but you're probably right. It probably was some of our better stuff we showed out there, but there was a lot of little bits that we have to tidy up for next week.
Well, what sort of things do you have to tidy up?
I think it got a little bit kind of unstructured towards the end and probably favoured a bit of Samoa. You know, they probably were unlucky not to get a try or two at the end, but I thought our defence was really good, especially when we went down to 14 men. But, like, little things like that, we won't be let off the hook next week.
Mm. How big a deal was the 9-day turnaround now leading up to this game? Because the narrative, if it's New Zealand that you play in the quarterfinals, that they're going to have a 13-day turnaround. Like, it seemed that you were better off with a bit more days of rest. Yeah. Not sure what that stream was in the background.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. But yeah, like look, we had a nice break towards the end of last week. We obviously played last Thursday, so, you know, we enjoyed the weekend. We got out and about and kind of switched off for a couple of days, which was lovely. And like you say, we just had a normal kind of game week, what we're used to. So it probably worked to our advantage this week. Yeah, like, look, New Zealand are going to have a longer layoff as well before this game. But having said that, it's all about winning next week, so it's a knockout game.
How was Bundy inside in the dressing room?
Yeah, he's obviously really upset. He's so friendly, you know, off the pitch. So it was unlucky out there. Unfortunately, these things happen, and we've seen them happen in the last, you know, few weeks. So it's unfortunate, but, you know, he's okay. It's unfortunate for him, though.
Outside of that, it's kind of no sweat when it comes to injuries. It looks like everybody's okay going into next week. Stark contrast to 2015. Was that mentioned at all in the build-up to this?
No, I don't. It wasn't mentioned. 2015 is a long time ago. Yeah. I know it's the last World Cup now, but look, it's a huge game for Ireland, for us. So next week, we're all unbelievably excited now to get into it. The main thing is that we're in the game. We're not sure who we're going to be playing, but, you know, we're delighted to be there. And, you know, it's, you know, a knockout game next week.
How much is it a case now where you've kind of got the ball rolling at this point, where you kind of had to win tonight, so therefore there was no kind of making your mind up about playing half teams or anything like that? So you kind of just do the same thing next week, and there's no getting complicated.
Yeah, exactly. It's as simple as that. You know, we looked at this game as almost a knockout game as well. We had to win, like you say. So now that job's done, and we have a massive challenge ahead of us next week. But, you know, to be in the quarterfinal of a World Cup is, you know, an unbelievable work from us all. You know, the support out there was unbelievable. I'm sure they're going to show up again next week. So, you know, have a great week ahead, and everyone's looking forward to it.
Andrew Porter, back on track, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah. I think the last two games were giving us real confidence. Like, obviously, there's a few mistakes that we'll try to rectify in coming the next week. But it's great confidence, great springboard for us coming into a quarterfinal.
Rory Best made a very good point actually in the press conference earlier on, that in the past couple of World Cups there wasn't a sort of rude awakening moment in the pool stages.
Yeah.
Whereas you got that with Japan this year. Is that something you go along with?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's better to happen then than in a quarter final, hopefully. So it's something that's kind of woken us up almost. And like, obviously it would have been better if it didn't happen at all. Like, but the last two games given us a lot of confidence, and I think with performance like today, we got a result that we wanted. So it's great like that. So
It must be an amazing feeling being part of a team with such confidence, and clearly on a personal level you're playing with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, I'm trying to, yeah. It's something I've been really trying to kind of to boost for myself, my self-confidence around the pitch and off the pitch as well. So, but the lads on the team have been great for doing that, for taking me under their wing and helping me, coaching me, and the coaches have been more than happy to do so as well. So it's something great to have confidence coming into games, and especially coming into next week.
Also, playing with confidence means the more games the better, really.
Exactly, yeah. So it's great to have this kind of almost a springboard coming into next week. So it's awesome being able to have this opportunity now.
Yeah, Andrew Porter, and before him, Luke McGrath speaking to Off the Ball's Owen Sheehan. Full videos with the lads on youtube.com/offtheball, plus a chat with Joey Carberry as well. Now, former Lions Leinster and Ireland man Shane Byrne is on the line as always. Shane, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Not bad, yourself?
Yeah, all good.
So, yes, Shane, a win, first try after 3 minutes. We had the bonus point by half-time, 7 tries in the end. Of course, that red card for Bundy Aki, you know, probably the one blot on the copybook, and all systems going out for a quarter-final.
Yeah, I think Andrew Porter said it there. It was a great confidence booster for them. I think that was probably as important as anything else garnered from this game. We played a lot better. There's no doubt about it. Joe Schmidt has some serious selection headaches. Jordan Larmour, I thought, was excellent. Deserved a note. I think the whole back row, the starting back row, were absolutely outstanding. And, you know, they looked very, very balanced. And then again, Peter O'Mahony comes on and plays very well. You know, to add to that, you know, this is exactly, you know, if we hadn't had the hiccup of the, if you call it that, against Japan, this is exactly where Ireland would have wanted to be in at this stage, running into the quarterfinals. And we don't know yet who we're going to, with that game going ahead, who we're going to be playing. But all in all, I would say Joe was very, very happy with the way the game went.
Yeah, just news on that. Japan and Scotland will take place today at 11:45 Irish time, and Nathan is still here. Nathan, there was doubts, and, you know, there was some reports that it was going to be put down as a nil-nil draw, and that, you know, Scotland were possibly going to take legal action against World Rugby, but the game is going to take place today.
Yeah, it was hugely controversial. It was in doubt, as you just said, until this morning. World Rugby said the match will go ahead as scheduled at Yokohama Stadium. If Scotland win, we would face second place South Africa, but if Japan win or even draw, they would finish top and we would face the All Blacks. So it's a huge game for the Rugby World Cup future of Ireland. It's kicking off at 11:45 this morning.
And at 9:15, which is in about 40 seconds time, it's at Wales against Uruguay. Shane, just given all the build-up, and you know, we knew that it was possible that we had to get, you know, the bonus points, and to get that by half-time, I'm sure, was a massive relief for everybody in the Ireland camp.
Yeah, and as well as you mentioned, considering what happened to Bundy Aki, it really was something that Ireland needed to tick that box nice and early, and we started superbly, and it was a high-tempo game, very controlled, a few handling mistakes. Robbie Henshaw, obviously very, very eager to get back in the fold. You could see he was a bit rusty, a few passes went astray, etc., things like that, a few penalties he gave away. But yeah, the team really hit the ground running, and they're on a mission. There was a slight little blip with Bundy Aki, but it really seemed to, you know, galvanise the team, and they just upped the pace, and you almost didn't notice that we were a man down for the whole game. It was superb to see, because regardless of the opposition, it's a very, very hard thing to do, particularly for the back three, and the way they were Sutton, Conway in at centre as well, is that the way they have to move and cover ground when they were a man down, you barely even notice this, which is a great compliment to the guys.
Yeah, we'll hear now from the Ireland coach Joe Schmidt and the captain Rory Best, and they were asked by Owen Sheehan at yesterday's press conference if they are more well placed now for a quarter final than they were maybe in 2015 or 2011 in terms of injuries and players available. With Bundy Aki, we expect the only one to be unavailable for the game against, obviously, the All Blacks or South Africa next weekend.
We've certainly got more bodies available, and that's a positive for starters. I think there's a bit more uncertainty this time. Last time, once we played France, we knew we were playing Argentina. There was some certainty in what we could do to prepare for that. It's a bit awkward because we've got to wait until that final game in the pool and find out then exactly who we may be playing. So we've got a better body count. I would say that we've got 31 fit players at this stage, as far as I know. And, if we lose one of those through any consequence of the judiciary, then, you know, I do feel at least Robbie was back today and did very well. And we've got Chris and we've got Gary, so we've got some cover there. If we do lose Bundy, last time, you know, losing your captain, losing probably a talismanic loose forward like Sean O'Brien, losing your director of operations and Johnny Sexton, and Pete O'Mahony, a key man in the lineup, plus Jared Payne. It was a kind of concertina effect for us. This time, hopefully, we'll be through unscathed and we can give it our best shot.
Yeah, look, I think that unfortunately with the performance against Japan, whatever, a couple of weeks ago, we kind of lost control of that. But we also knew that 10 points the next two games would guarantee us a quarter final. So we've done that, and we just have to wait to see what happens tomorrow. As Joe said there, you know, it is a bit of a wait and see. And an extra day is always nicer, but it's still, it's when you start to go into 6 and 5 day turnarounds and things become complicated. 7 day turnaround is something we're used to in Six Nations, by and large, so that we're used to turning around in that sort of period, and it gives us a full run in. That's what we had this week for Samoa, you know, that sort of normal run into a game, and I think whatever it'll be, they're two world-class teams, and we know we're going to have to be better again than we were tonight, and we're going to have to produce some of our best work.
Yeah, the Ireland captain Rory Best and the coach Joe Schmidt. And the sound in the background, folks, is many journalists ferociously typing away as the player and the coach were giving their quotes there. And I think the sound of a Japanese interpreter in the background as well. So all systems go in the press conference room at these games. Shane, if you could handpick opposition, and I'm going to give you a magic wand, the All Blacks or South Africa, and why?
Yeah, it that's a hard one, because you can debate that either side. We're one of the very few, I think we're the only country who's beaten both of them in the last, 15 months, which is very, very important, and either opposition will know it. You'd love to meet New Zealand in a bigger stage, you know, in the final, where would be the only other place if it was to be. That'd be nice, but then there's the debate that you have to get these guys, they get better as the game goes on. So, yeah, listen, I'd be happy with either way. You know, it's a game that we can play on. We've shown, the form book would have, we haven't shown anything to say we definitely beat either side yet. But we both know that there is that game in this team. And I think no matter what the opposition is, you know, we're not going to go in as, you know, dead ringers to lose the game. It will be something that is in our hands. So if it has to be New Zealand, it has to be New Zealand's. You know, it all depends on this game kicking off in an hour or two.
Yeah, quarterfinals take place across Saturday and Sunday next weekend. Saturday 8:15 and 11:15, and Sunday 8:15 and 11:15 as well. I'm praying, Shane, that the game is not going to be 8:15 next Sunday in the middle of our show, because it's impossible to have you on to analyse it if it's actually on, because everyone will be watching on telly and no one will be listening to us. So hopefully it's not at that time. Shane, just lastly, you mentioned Japan, Scotland, and that game being on today, and you know, this, you know, Storm Haggabus and you know, I suppose the real threat that game wasn't going to happen, and it was going to be a scoreless draw, and Scotland were going to take legal action, and God knows what would have happened then. Thankfully, it is going to take place, and hopefully everybody, players and fans, stay safe for that game. But just what did you make of all of that? And, you know, all of this was determined 10 years ago when all the countries signed up that if we do get to Japan and there is, you know, a freak weather event and games are cancelled, they've signed up to a 0-0 draw. But if Scotland were going to have to take legal action and so on and so forth, and a game not actually taking place at the World Cup, would have been a disaster.
It is a disaster. It really is. It's always going to be the World Cup remembered as that, because it does give a huge advantage to the New Zealand, England, France kind of teams that, you know, a rest weekend leading into quarterfinals is a massive, massive thing. Everybody knows, look, they should have had proper alternate venues, not 30 kilometres down the road. It should have been, if that's down the South Island, that you have an alternate venue organised right up the top of the North Island, so that it is typhoon season, and they all knew it, and it's scheduled, it's the same every year, it's just the varying intensities that happens, and it was always going to get hit, and they should have had different venues completely opposite ends of the country, you know, sorted for that. They didn't. This has happened. You feel very, very bad for Italy, I suppose, as the main ones. They wanted, a few of their players were bowing out on the big stage, and you don't get much bigger against New Zealand in the World Cup, and it's an awful pity that it happened. And, you know, there is the undercurrent that, you know, if it was New Zealand looking for points, you know, the game would have gone ahead somewhere. And, you know, that just leaves a bad taste. Whether it's true or not, it is an awful shame because, look, we love the World Cup. It has been fantastic to this point, and it is a shame that games are being called off.
Shane, thanks for being here. Speak to you next weekend.
No problem.
Yeah, of course, we have to say as well, 9 people confirmed to have actually died in Japan so far. So, of course, life a bit more than just sport. And our thoughts and prayers with those people and their families. Hopefully everybody else stays safe as that storm hopefully passes through and the World Cup will remain unaffected moving forward.
98 FM. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.
There's a moment you realize you're ready for what's next in your career. Maybe it's when you're trying a new scone recipe and think, I could open a cafe. Or maybe you're helping a coworker and say, I could teach a course on this. Whatever your moment is, it's never too early to plan for a career that lives longer. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. For skills training, resume tips, and job listings, visit aarp.org/work.